Welcome to Connected with Your Inner Truth. And as you are one of my listeners who are listening in the audio version of this podcast, just to let you know, it's also available now. I'm also started doing some video versions of it. And the idea of this content is for me to bring you some awareness, some knowledge, some wisdom that is all about, you know, understanding ourselves, knowing ourselves, connecting with ourselves, and helping to become better version of ourselves. And I will be continuing doing this through my own solo podcast and sharing my own journey and wisdom with you. And at the same time, bringing guests whenever I can and collaborate with. So at this point in time, I came across with May Flynn, somebody I recently met, and we became friends, and we've done some meditation sessions together live. And she's somebody who is a, what coach are you, May?
A spiritual confidence coach.
Spiritual confidence coach. And she is, who, can you tell us a little bit, what does that actually mean?
Yeah, what I do, most people I work with, people lack self-confidence in their lives. So if they want to go, if they're going through any change, they don't know how to handle things. If they want to make a change, they're a bit afraid of stepping out and making a change. Yeah. So I just help people connect with their inner truth. So that's where the spiritual part comes in.
So there you go. My content is all about connecting with your inner truth, and May is like the perfect person to discuss this topic on. Although the topic in itself is more about connected to the situation we are in, you know, the COVID-19, and we are living in an uncertain times, uncertain world. And I thought it's a topic we could discuss, me and May, and sort of leave our perspective and obviously share what we feel about it and what does it actually mean. So I'm going to start with our first question, actually. What I feel like at this point that we are in this place at the moment where there's like no sense of control. There's no sense of I don't know how to control things, you know, because the future is not in my hand. But then when I think about it, the future is never in our hand, you know? So why us as humans are so connected in having a sense of control when it comes, especially when it comes to the outside world. And I don't know, what do you think? What do you feel about that? What's your perspective on it?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we like to have a sense of control, but you're right, in normal everyday life, we never have a control because we never know the future. But now I think this situation has made it even more real for people, that people really want to know, you know, what's going to happen, what's going to be the outcome, how long is it going to go on for, am I going to get sick, you know, and these things, like, we don't know. And the way I like to imagine it, if you picture a car in your mind going down a road and you get to the bend in the road, you don't know what's the other side. So if you imagine you're going down, and okay, maybe if we've driven on that road, but just to use as an analogy, that sometimes we just have to be a little bit more in the present moment, and just, we can see a little bit ahead of us. And then we drive a little bit more, we can see a little bit more. And this is the invitation, you know, we can't always see the whole road if you compare it to our lives. You know, so we just have to bring ourselves back and just to be a little bit more in the moment and just let things unfold step by step.
So it all sounds really good in theory, but when somebody is sort of going through the situation where they've kind of feel they've lost a sense of a sense of knowing what's happening, it sort of makes you feel like you've gone into some sort of like a dark place, you know, because it's like, I mean, not to say that, you know, let's say if this whole pandemic situation never happened, we're still kind of in the dark. But when this like whole situation happens, it sort of creates this whole feeling of darkness, because now there's like no sense of planning you can have. There's no sense of control in your own life you can have. Or you think you can have, of course you can, but it's the kind of illusion it gives you. And if somebody is sort of that kind, I mean, if somebody is in that state of consciousness or that state of mind where they're sort of feeling, I can't really think further than this darkness, then what can they do to come back to that awareness that the control can be in their hands, you know, if that makes any sense?
Yeah, and you're right. It's okay to talk about it. And I've been doing spiritual work for a while, so I've, you know, learned to trust from within. But some people, it might be a new thing. So what do we have to do? Of course, we're going to feel scared. We're going to feel angry. We're going to feel anxious. You know, a lot of things are going to come up in this. And what we have to do is allow everything. Whatever we're feeling, just allow. That's what we have to do. Because if we try to suppress how we're feeling, it's just kind of staying with that within us, and the energy is building stronger. So by allowing and just facing whatever you're happening, whatever you're feeling, it's okay, then the energy starts to dissolve and break away.
So it's all about embracing the moment then, and embracing the emotions, whatever the emotions you're feeling, whether that's good, bad, or ugly. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's okay not to be okay. You know, we're always, we feel we have to be strong. We don't want to show our vulnerable side. So we're trying to keep everybody together. We might, you know, be, oh yeah, she's always strong. She can cope with things. But, you know, it's, you know, common just to, as you said, just to, you know, have those days where we don't feel so good. Mm. But it's actually, by allowing what's happening and facing it, it can really help things.
That's actually so true, May, because I've noticed when I've been in my life where, like, I felt like I'm trying to control things, I'm trying to control something. It's like I'm trying to control a perception of me. I'm trying to control a idea of me, or and not necessarily to project it to other people, but even to myself, you know? So it's like there is this sense of, and if I were to lose that, then it's like me losing my identity, you know? And I can totally imagine right now some of the people, I'm sure a lot of people are handling it quite okay, but then there are a lot of people who are sort of feeling they're going through like identity crisis all of a sudden, as well as other kind of crisis, you know, financial, emotional, and other. So it's like when I don't control something and I kind of let it be, then it's like, and embrace all my emotions and express them in a more authentic way, then I sort of feel like I have more sense of control. Is that what you mean then in this case? Like when you kind of let it go and then you feel like you already achieved a sense of control within you and hence within the, and hence for the situation.
Yeah. And I think it is. Yeah, you're right. Exactly right. Is to let go of what we can't control and focus on what we can control.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, like having our own practice, whether it's doing some meditation, doing some walking, just being with our emotions, journaling, you know, because it's not just the health reasons, you know, that people are feeling scared, but it's also the financial, the economy, you know, lots of different kind of layers of things going on here. So, and, you know, as they say, if you can't go outside, go within. So this is the time to, you know, be with ourselves, because we're not used to it. We're used to going out, distracting from our thoughts and how we're really feeling. So this really is an invitation to kind of sit with ourselves, embrace whatever we're feeling. And we actually find that, you know, we're handling things better than we thought we would. And, you know, people are learning a lot from this situation as well. So, I mean, it's obviously not great what's happening in the outer world there. But, you know, people are finding they are more at peace with themselves and finding time to do things they hadn't done before. And, you know, just doing these things. So it's, you know, in a way, it's great for people.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So what would you say would be the practical steps people can take that sort of comes in your mind intuitively, that people can do at this point of dealing with this uncertainty?
Well, to add more to the question,
to feel like they have a sense of control and not necessarily to try to control, but feel more like they have their control within the whole situation that is kind of out of control. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And for me, you know, I always say that the only permanent thing in the universe is change. Okay. Mm. So we're always going through change. But as humans, we like to stay in our comfort zone. Mm. So we don't like change. And at the moment, we're going through so many changes, like at 100 miles an hour. Mm. For me, the personal things that have helped me is doing a short meditation. Now, you know, we think meditation is something that's really hard to learn and something hard to do, but it's just actually sitting, whatever you're doing, exercise, eating, gardening, just to be in that moment and try to still your mind. Mm-hmm. All right. Because if we kind of connect with the power within us, we actually, it can help us to feel calmer. Meditation's been known to reduce anxiety, to reduce stress. You know, we feel that inner calm.
Mm.
And, you know, if people are new to it, they can go on YouTube. There's lots of little short meditations on YouTube. Actually have doing some gratitude as well, because even though the situation's not great, we have things to be grateful for. And this gives me a sense of, okay, so I'm, you know, putting some good energy out there, being grateful for something. And turn off the news. You know, we want to keep updated with what's happening, but we can get sucked into all the negativity on social media, the news. And again, it doesn't really help our vibration as well. So we need to keep ourselves, you know, clear a bit to help ourselves, to help others as well. I do positive affirmations, which are like planting seeds in the soil. Mm-hmm. And one that I use the most is everything's working out for my highest good. I am safe.
Mm.
And this gives me a real sense of whatever's happening in my life, not just now, in the past. I've always said this affirmation to myself, and it's always, you know, trusting that everything will work out okay and I'm going to get through this, whatever is happening.
That's so true, actually. When you kind of learn to let go and sort of like trust the unknown, you sort of start feeling a sense of knowing, inner knowing, where you sort of start feeling like you can, whatever is sort of happening, it is happening it for you. And it may look like something that's really bad or really tough or really something we don't want, because it's, you know, it's kind of triggering our comfort zone. But at the same time, it's also making us feel like if we were to kind of let it go and trust and find this inner trust, then it can really, you know, put us in peace, you know, and then we sort of embrace the situation much more easily and, you know, go with the idea of faith, you know, to the situation. So the inner faith sort of gets tested. And I think this is the time where a lot of inner faith gets tested for a lot of us, you know.
And I think you're right, because people are trying to find the faith and trust outside of themselves, in other people, in, you know, things that's going on outside. And, you know, we haven't got that anymore. And it's that time, you know, we can still connect with people, but it's just to, as you said, find that trust, the faith and trust from inside. And we're always guided. We're never given more than we can handle, and we're always supported, you know, in whatever's happening. And everything is always for us, it's not against us. You know, it's hard to see the bigger picture with all this going on, because, you know, it's obviously a huge wake-up call for the world, really. And, you know, we can't see, but it's, you know, if we can see some kind of positives in our lives with what's happening, and also reaching out and helping people as well. And if we can, you know, going back to my spiritual practices, if I can bring up my own vibration, you know, that can have a ripple effect on everybody around me as well.
That's so true.
So I've got that positive energy, it's going to everyone in my house, my community. And, you know, the power, people do global meditations, collective healing online. And this is very powerful, you know, the power of these practices as well. So we should never underestimate that what we do ourselves can have a huge impact on everybody around us.
That's so true. And that's so beautiful, actually, what you just said.
Yeah.
It's so true. Yeah. So that's amazing. I think we kind of found our answer to this conversation. It'd be interesting to know, what are you doing at the moment, actually, just for the audience to know. You said you're a confidence coach. What does that exactly mean a bit? I know you explained earlier, but if you could explain me a little bit more, it'd be good for me to know. What does that
mean?
Yeah,
and it's actually good because most people, we have two kinds of confidence. So the human confidence relies on the outside world. So whether how much money we've got in the bank, whether somebody gives us a compliment, whether we perceive ourselves as successful. So it's like a bit of a roller coaster. It can be up and down depending on what's going on in the outside world. Now, true spiritual confidence is cultivated from within. So this is the confidence that we can keep, you know, it can still have the little ups and downs a little bit, but not the, you know, the big spikes like we do when we think of, you know, relying on things from outside of ourselves. So when we have that confidence from within, this is what attracts us to people. You know, when people, you know, we say, oh, well, I haven't worked for a while, so I don't feel confident. I've lost my confidence. It's because we're expecting it from something outside of ourselves. So again, by having that sense of peace, again, I do affirmations on self-love, self-worth, and then, you know, we cultivate this confidence from within. And whatever's happening in the outside world, you know, we can keep that, maintain that confidence. And this is the true, real confidence. We don't need anything outside of ourselves to sustain that.
So true. I agree on
and
that.
And when we get
because
to
it's your
point,
authentic
it's
confidence.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
exactly.
Your authentic power, your authentic confidence. You're much more aligned to who you are rather than, you know, the other way around. Do you think this kind of confidence also requires for you to have a knowing of yourself?
I think it does take that you get to connect with yourself because, you know, our true selves, what's happened is when we're born, for example, we're like little babies and we grow up and we take on all these stories in life, you know, when we were at school and somebody said to us, you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you know, all these things. And we take on all these stories. So what I do in my kind of coaching is to kind of unhook people from all these stories from the past and brings you back to your true self, who you really are. So we always think the journey in life, the spiritual journey, is about getting somewhere and being somebody else, but it's actually unbecoming who you think you
are. It's all about unlearning. So true.
Yeah.
So true. It's about unlearning. Unlearning is the learning.
So it can be a bit confusing because we think there's like an end to it and we get to this maybe, you know, oh yeah, I'm going to, when this happens, when I've got this job or I'm in a relationship, then everything will be fine. So this is our fantasy in life that when something happens, then everything will be okay. But we're still the same people. So yeah, we are unlearning. So it's like going back to school, but we're unhooking from all these stories that we've believed about ourselves, that it's we've like unconsciously absorbed.
Exactly. It's like going back to school, but the school of the self rather than the school of the world, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're learning yourself more.
Yeah. And you know what people have been doing? And I did this all my life. I've been traveling all my life, searching outside of myself for answers, you know, to be happy, because I'd always travel to a new country because nobody would know who I really was and it would be okay. Then after 3 months, I'd get uncomfortable because my real self, maybe I'd start to get uncomfortable. People would get to know me. So I would travel again. And I was always searching for something outside of myself, for happiness. And then I actually realized now I've traveled the world. So I'm really happy that I've traveled the world trying to find myself. But ultimately, I realized every time I was traveling, I was taking all my baggage from the past into my backpack. So wherever I would go, whether it was Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, you know, I would still be taking the same baggage with me. So then I realized, okay, I'm not traveling anymore to escape life. I'm just now sitting with myself, working on myself. And it's horrible. It's really uncomfortable in the beginning because it's like opening a can of worms once we start to explore our beliefs and all the old stories, the old hurtful memories. But you know, when you get to the end of it, wow, it's such a freedom at the end to really get to your true self. And you don't have to pretend anymore. You're not trying to hide anything, be somebody else. You're really who you are. And it's such a beautiful thing.
It is. It's such a beautiful feeling to totally being in that place where you're, you can truly embrace yourself, you can truly be yourself, and you can truly be in every moment yourself and express yourself in that way. So it's really beautiful, your journey, and the fact that you had to go through this journey of escaping yourself and then sort of reaching it within yourself, and now that you're comfortable, so comfortable in your skin, that's beautiful. That's very inspiring.
Thank you. And that's the thing, we're exactly where we're meant to be. So I could look at my past going, look, you know, I could have done all this sooner, I could have worked on myself sooner, but you know, we're only ready to do this when the time's right. You know, we might get, you know, we get sick of the same things happening in life, repeated patterns, and then one day when our pain's enough, we go, right, I've had enough, there must be a different way. Exactly. Nobody gets on the spiritual path when they've had a kind of happy life, you know. It's always through like a, you know, series of maybe broken relationships or financial problems or health issues that people start to go, okay, there's more to this, let me look at myself a bit deeper.
That's so true. And actually, if you think about it, although this is a situation we don't really like, some of us don't really like, I don't want to say everybody, but I think it's actually a situation where sort of it's like grounding you to make you reflect. So you know, if some of you can or feel like you are in that path of the journey at this point, because I think everyone has their own journey, and if you feel kind of ready, then maybe this is your time to actually use it to your advantage, you know, to get to know yourself, to get to know your own path. Maybe this whole thing will make you reflect about life, about your own life, about your own traumas, your own healing that you need to do, and just, you know, give you the courage to face yourself, because I think this is probably the perfect time to do it, because now the universe is pushing you to go that direction. Maybe you may not like it, but if you were to sort of start accepting the situation and work towards it, maybe that can help you. Do you have anything to say about it?
It's just what you said, actually. It's about accepting what's happening at the moment. We don't have to like what's happening, but when we're in resistance to what's happening, then, you know, we can move forward and kind of see how we can help ourselves in this time. Because if you think of resistance, it's like when you push one hand against the other, you get stuck, because you want everything to be different, you want things to be normal, but it's not. So, you know, acceptance doesn't mean that you like what's happening, but it's just that you're accepting what is at the moment, and then, you know, you can get through it slowly and see what's happening.
That's so true.
A big part of it, actually, with what's happening now.
That totally resonates, actually.
So
I think that's it for me. I have a final question to ask, is, if people wanted to kind of reach out to what you do and they want to see more of your content or have a look more of your work, you know, if they're just curious, where can, or just want to talk to you, what can they do? How can they reach out to you?
Yes, so they can find out. I've got a website, mayflynn.com, and I'm also on Instagram as well, and Facebook and LinkedIn. So you can, you know, people can connect with me on there. And what I do, I offer people 30-minute free call, because, you know, if people are going to invest time and money to work with you, one, they have to have a connection, and two, I'll be honest, if I can help people, if I don't feel I can help, I'll refer to somebody else. So I'm very honest as in, I help you? So the, you know, the free chat is good just to get the connection, because my work is all about connection, intuition. So I just want to see people are ready for the journey. And, you know, if they are, then I'm here to guide and support people.
That's amazing. Okay, so that's all I have to say, all I have to add. And thank you for listening to us. And I hope that this has added something to your lives. And maybe you took some value out of the situation. And thank you, May. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Faiza, for inviting me.
No worries. Thank you for coming and giving us your piece of wisdom. So we shall meet soon and speak soon in another podcast. And until then, take care. Bye-bye.